עוד כתב, נשאר הכוונות, right? יוצא אור ובור החושך, who created light and created darkness. No dehu, it's known, it's something which is known, ki or dechura. Light is zachar, is the male aspect. It's a concept. V'choshech nukva, is female. V'lechein, and therefore, b'yitzira shehu dechura, in yitzira, which is called dechura, k'tiv or, it's called or. Ubabriya shu nukva, briya which is nukva, k'tiv choshech. So this is the path when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotze O, we're going from Yitzira to Briya, right? Ubore choshech.
From man to female?
Yeah, from the male aspect to the female aspect. Va'afal pi shabriya lemala mina yitzira, and normally the female is below the male because it's the expression of the male. That's what's happening. Now that needs explanation. So what does this mean? Yitzira is the world of form. Right? That's what Yitzira means, the world of form. Giving form to something, right? Giving form to something is male. But it's a lower than it was giving form to Asiya. Understand? Bria is the nukva of Atzilus. So now that we have form, we go back to Choshech. It's always the creation. We're going from one world to another. You're going from the form of the lower world into the lack of form into the next world. What do I mean by that? So it's brought down in Svarim that Keter is the highest point, that's the highest form, it's the rotzen of the lower world, right? The keter of a lower world, the crown, the rotzen, the will of a lower world, i.e. from all the emanations start from there, you with me?
Yeah.
That's the malchus of the higher world. Malchus of the higher world is in the keva. Keter is the thing which emanates complete form, right? So, the malchus and Keter the same. It just happens to be that the form of the lower world is the malchus of the higher world. Right? So it's similar to what's happening here. You with me? So now, what does malchus mean? Malchus means leis lei migama klum. It doesn't have anything of itself. It's without form. Something without form can receive form. You with me? Something without form can receive form. That's what Malchus is. That's what an Akeva is. An Akeva does not have form. She gets form from the Zachar. Right? Physically also, a woman has, in the process of Pruruvu, has an egg. Has no form. Right? It's just the round things. No form to that. If you describe something without form, the best thing would be something round. Something which has sides has form, right? A zachar, right, gives form to that which doesn't have form. That's the process of pruruvul. You understand? That's the process of a chibur of a zachar to a keva. Yeah? That's what it means. Now, these are concepts. Those concepts exist in the physical world because this physical world is a shell, an emanation of spiritual worlds. So it has a form like the upper spiritual worlds. But it doesn't mean it's the same. It means it has the same form as the spiritual worlds, right? We call it Tselem Elohim, right? Oh, so God looks like a finger, right? No, it doesn't mean that. It means that form called a finger, similar to Plato's forms, right? The form of that finger has a spiritual concept associated with it. And it's a very deep concept. They kiviyocho, in terms of forms, God has a finger, has a hand. The hand of God, His right hand, His left hand, right? See, Chumash speaks like that. God doesn't really have a hand, but there's a concept of a hand which is expressed in a physical hand. So it's described through that way. You with me? Okay. So now, we are now leaving Yitzira, which has form for Asiya, And we're going into Bria, which is another higher level. And it's always in life, a person goes through what's called Yemei Ahava, Yemei Sina, the times of love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, of closeness and form, and the times of Sina, the times of hatred and disparity and missing from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Those are going through Geula and then Golus to get to a high level of Geula. In order to us to reach Atzilus, we're coming to a new level of form. In order to come to a new level of form, you have to come to a tohu vavohu. You have to have come to a choshech, al pnei atchom, tchum. Right? You have to have come to a choshech, like Chumash says. And then there'll be a new vehi or. So when we go from a world of form, we have to go to a world of choshech.
Because that's a buffer space in between?
No, because we're going to receive a higher level of form. In order to receive a higher level of form, you have to nullify the previous form. Not a buffer space, it's a nullification of form in order to receive a new form. It's a higher level of form. So even though this is Zachar Nekeva, it's Zachar for the lower world, for Asiya, we're going now to the Nekeva of the higher world, of Atzilus, which is going to give form. But you have to be a nullification of the previous form in order to come to the higher world. Right? That's what we're doing now. So when we're saying this, we're saying, right? Bore Yotze Or, who forms Yotze Yitzira, Yotze Or, right? Or is form, the form of Asiya. Now we're going to a higher level, we want to receive the form of Atzilus. In order to receive that form of Atzilus, we have to be in a place of Choshech, a place of no form. At night, you see objects, right? You don't see them clearly. You might see, like Sri Sharma says, you might see an amud and think it's a person, a lamp or something, see it's a person from a distance. You might see something moving and think it's an animal, it just means the rustling of the wind. Things don't have proper form at night. It's a lack of form. So we're going to a place which is dark to us, a place which is unknown, a place which doesn't have form. And then when we go to a place that has form, you put a little torch there, you see beauty of that form. That's Atzilus is going to give the light to Bria and give it form. You with me? That's what we're talking about. Now, let's go to the next bit. U'betuvo mechadesh b'chol yom tamid, and in his goodness, right? Now, what does goodness represent? Giving form. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atzmus is goodness. His himself is goodness. So this is the form, the beginning of form. Now that we destroy the form from the previous one, we're going to give a little bit of form. Mechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. He creates every day the whole of the creation. Right? Bria, bereishis. So now we got rid of form, we give it form. Kach tzarech lomar, uv tuvo. You have to say uv tuvo, beveis, right? Velo yomar, v'tuvo mechadesh. And his goodness. And with his goodness. Not and his goodness. Va'inyin hu. Now he's explained this to us. Ki ha-ma'atzil ha-elyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mechadesh, creates, b'chol yom, every day, ma'ase bereishis, the creation of the world, worlds, al yedei tuvo, through his goodness, that means b'tuvo, shehu ha-chesed, that's chesed. Kmo sha'amar ha-katuv, ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni, only goodness and loving kindness will chase me kol yemei chayai, the whole days of my life. V'zeh uv tuvo, that's with his goodness, i.e. through, al yedei ha-chesed ha-nikra tov, through his goodness, which is called tov, he's mechadesh the world. He mechadesh besod, chadashin levakarim, new things in the morning. So it's morning, right, is a time where we see more form. Morning, therefore, is a time of chesed. Like, you know, Alot HaShachar, the rising of the pillar of the door, so there's a beginning of light. When there's a beginning of light and darkness, then we begin to see form to things. That beginning of seeing the world through light is the recreation of the world, in a sense, and the recreation of his goodness in recreating the world. So that even physically we say, well, we don't see the world being recreated, but physically we see that. Like dimyoni, in an imaginative way, we see that in the world. We see darkness. I mean, if we didn't have neon lights outside, everything would be pitch black, apart from the moon, right? It doesn't get that much light. It would be pitch black. We wouldn't notice things, we wouldn't see things properly. It's as if they weren't there. We wouldn't be relating to those things. All of a sudden comes a little bit of light, and we can... Yeah. So morning, what's morning like? Morning is effectively that you get up in the morning, right? And you have a recreation of your world. Light comes in, you get to see a little bit of form, more form. You get to walk out, it's bright enough that you can recognize your friend. That's why, recognizing your friend. As soon as you have some sort of recognition of a good friend, you start the beginning of those chesed. The beginning, that's a recognition, it's a beginning of form. As soon as the beginning of form, tefillin. Right? Or Kriyat Shema, right? The mice in the Gemara, the Kriyat Shema's names. Recognizing a friend is tefillin. There's a beginning of form in the world. So as soon as the beginning of form, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed in a recognizable way, then it's time for mitzvahs. It's a time to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's form. You understand? So even though we don't physically see the recreating of the world, but in a certain perspective, when we look at the world, it exists like that for us. And that's how we relate to it. You understand? Okay, that's what we're doing here. Then we go on. Okay, we said that. All right. Shachesed mit orer baboke. That chesed is mit orer baboke umechadesh. It awakens us up in the morning umechadesh. That's what we're explaining. You understand? That's exactly what happens in the morning. Boke, what does boke mean? Levaker something. Zahir promotion. Levaker something means to check it up. Biku cholim. What does biku cholim mean? Yeah, it just means just go and bring a bunch of flowers. It means you go check. The doctors are dealing with him properly. He has what he needs. If he needs a bunch of flowers, that's a biku cholim. If he needs a bunch of chocolates to raise his spirit, that's a biku cholim also. But to check up on the cholim to see he has what he has. That's the concept of bokeh. Yeah? Levakeh, to clear, to clarify. Because that's what happens in the morning. The world gets a clarification. And spiritually that happens to us as well. Spiritually, our soul left us at night. Comes the morning, it comes back to us. And there's a re-clarification of our day. How do we re-clarify our day? Tefillin. Kriyat Shema. Malchus Shamayim. Tefira. A reconnection. A reconnection to that clarity. You understand? That's what we're doing. So, and that's what we're doing in our tefillah. V'kishatoma, ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem. How great are your actions, Hashem? Kulam b'chochma asita. It's all done with your wisdom. So now, what are we? T'chaven el ma shekatav b'zohar tazriah. What's written in the Zohar Tazriah? Daf mem aleph amud beis. Kulam b'chochma asita. The whole world was created with your chochma, bevina, and with your bina, v'chule. V'nodahu, bina means your understanding. You know what bina means? Lashon. Okay. Ki ha-chochma omer, chochma says, v'bina ose ma'amaro, does its word. Chochma and bina, they call it a male and female. Bina is the expression of chochma. Another word for that is Abba and Ima. Abba is the father, Ima is the mother, she's expressive of the father. Right? Your wisdom, your knowledge is on one side. Your Bina then takes that knowledge and with that knowledge builds with it. Your knowledge is like a Lego and you build a car, you build a house. That's the Bina. The Lego bricks is your knowledge. The car is your Bina. So she's the expressor of what you know. Yeah? So that's what we're thinking about when we say that. Kamosha kata bazoa brachis, daflamad base, Elohim the maise brachis. It says 32 times Elohim of maise brachis, because this is ki lev nativus davis, lev nativus chokhma. Right? 32 ways of wisdom. Abba, he says, that means chokhma. Klum omrim, lamad pace Elohim. Right? The lev means the lev of Elohim, the ima osin. That means the lev of Nativis Chachma, right? The 32 ways of Nativis Chachma, ima does. Now, why the word lev? Lev means heart, not stam. Bina is Bina's halev. Bina has the ability to bring down to our lev, to the world of our actions. The lev is the makor for actions. Vayom Elokim, and God says, Vayas Elokim, right? Vayas Elokim, these are all things. Nimtza, Kikol Hadvarim, the Kola Pu'ulot, Vayome and Vayas, the Vayome and the doing, the saying and the doing. Kulam Nimshachim in Chokhmah, its shorish, its form, comes from Chokhmah. From Omnam, Hem Naasim Alede Bina, the pole, the person who's doing it, the work who's doing it is Bina. Shemitlabeshet et haChokhmah, that's resting on the Chokhmah, like a, right? It's an expression of the Chokhmah. V'tuchaven el mashu katav v'zor parshas pikude, brocha zu, this brocha, shekula medaberet be'inyan hachayot v'ofanim, these are in the worlds of the Malachim, shebeheichal hazeh, in this heichal, v'aleim hu omeh, and on them it says, Mala'ah ha'aretz kinyanech, the world is full of your kinyonim. The Malachim, what are the Malachim? They're the Po'alim, they're the workers of Chochmah. That's Bina. They're the builders, they're the ones who are doing the Yotzefar. That's the Malachim, that's where we are. So we're Kulam b'Chochmah Asita, right? Now we're seeing the Po'alim. The Malachim, who are the builders, the ones who are going to do the Shlichim, who are going to do the thing, right? Uma she'omrim ha'melech hamromam. So we're in the place where we begin to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chokhmah, and we're seeing the Po'alim, the Malachim, who are doing it. You understand? Ha'melech hamromam, the king who's high above us. Nidbayeh v'pashut kudeki hu shem yud aleph heida, the shiluv of Ekieh and Adni. Right? Ekie is Bina, Adni is Malchus. Right? The Shiluv means when there's a chibur between Ekie and Adni. There's a zivug. That means an expression of the two of them. I.e., the expression of Bina through Malchus. Ubi Yorohu, kinit ba'e, sha heichal hazeh, this heichal, hu bi yisod habriya. Al kan neshonu ayin sham. Okay, saying. This is the Yisod of Bria, the foundation, right? The Yisod, or the, like Keneged Yosef, the expressor of Bria, right? This is where Bria is being expressed, right? What is Bria? The Chibur of Chochmah to Bina, when Bina is expressed in Malchus. And that's the Malchus, after we haven't come to a Teres Yisod, which is part of it, which is said beforehand, but that's the place where this is all being expressed and where we see his Po'alim, the Malachim. So that's where we are here. You understand? Does that make sense now? Okay, that's it.